Thank you, David. We now start this final section of news with a little more about Robert Kett. Visitors to Norwich will be able to learn more about Kett's rebellion this month at an event in the city. The Norfolk and Norwich Millennium Library will be hosting the event, Kett's Rebellion, The Commotion Time, which will give people the chance to explore the dramatic events which shook Tudor Norfolk when Robert Kett led an uprising that was to take his name. The event, which takes place between 10:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. on July the 7th, is free, but spaces are limited, so booking is essential. Book in the library at the Sound and Vision Desk by emailing norwich.admin.lib@norfolk.gov.uk or by phone 01603 774703.
The Chief Executive of Lotus, Jean-Marc Gales, has been awarded the title of Commander of the Order of Merit of the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg, recognising his contribution to the motor industry. Mr. Gales received the honour from His Royal Highness Henri, Grand Duke of Luxembourg, at a ceremony in the country's capital. I'm very proud of my Luxembourg heritage, and I am honoured to have received this title and be recognised in such a way, said Mr. Gales. My current role at Lotus is certainly the most rewarding, as, together with our dedicated and hard-working staff, we have succeeded in turning the Lotus business around. He joined Lotus in 2014 and has overseen a turnaround of the Norfolk car maker. The car side of the business has boosted production and is this year on track to turn a profit for the first time in its history.
When discussing the length of a book, the usual measure is pages. However, this book has reached such great length it is measured in metres. The Norfolk Longbook, community art project of Turn the Page, has expanded to 14 million after contributions by in excess of 100 artists. The book displays works from across the artistic spectrum, ranging from paintings, poetry, literary works and printing. The art book is chasing the UK record for the longest community art book, currently 17 million. Artists, charities and schools have already taken part in the project, with contributors boasting an age range of 11 to 82. The long book is a centrepiece of a stunning exhibition on display in the Forum and the Millennium Library. The exhibition, Turn the Page, Artist Book Fair, displays a wide range of art projects inspired by, and in some cases, using books. The fair is also displaying the works of illustrators and sculptors, as well as offering chances to buy and commission art. Turn the Page is looking for more contributions to help the project achieve its ambition to become the UK's longest art book.
That's all on this part of Chatterbox, so it's goodbye from Alison Aplin
and Brian Clark.
Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, What's On with Margaret Thompson, and a feature on the Benjamin Foundation.